Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. We got a special day today because my buddy Joe Truini is in the studio with us. Joe, always good to have you right across the desk.
It's great to be. Usually, if you're a listener of this show, you know I typically come from Connecticut, from my studio in Connecticut, and Danny's down here in Mobile, Alabama, but I'm in the studio. Once again, there was a lapse in security, and they let me into the building. So I snuck into the radio booth, and Danny and I, instead of being 1,300 miles apart, we're like 3 feet apart. So this is, I love being in Mobile and being hanging out with Danny here.
He just got cold. That's all it was. He got cold
in Connecticut and decided
to come down. But no, Joe comes down several days a year to tape our Simple Solutions, that a very important part of our national television show, and certainly content that we have on our website for you at todayshomeowner.com/simple-solutions. So we're going to have a lot of fun today, and also good timing there, Joe, for you to be able to be here during big company Thanksgiving lunch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they have a Thanksgiving lunch. I got here just in the nick of time. In fact, Danny almost missed it. Where were you? We had there was a long table with a whole bunch of people and great food, and it was basically like a Thanksgiving feast. I was really surprised, but then you showed up relatively late. What happened?
Well, the airline doesn't always dissipate. I had to make a quick trip to Charlotte, North Carolina, which was a little bit colder, but not too bad, and I was able to get in and out of there, but I thought... So they have mechanical problems. Well, you know, I don't know if the plane's going to take off. No, it's the flight attendant's seat needed adjustment.
That held up the whole plane. Can't you just adjust the flight attendant? Make her fit the seat instead of the other way around?
And it wasn't even packed. You know, it wasn't like the whole flight was packed. So go sit over there. But no, not only do they have to tighten up the one wing nut or whatever it is, then they have to do the maintenance report and the check. So anyway, that threw me about an hour later. But I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad we were able to get some Thanksgiving dinner, which was good. Which, you know what happens when you eat Thanksgiving dinner or Thanksgiving lunch? So we may be drifting.
We each have
off.
A stick. We're going to poke each other if we have to.
But I'll tell you what, I was able to, I love getting together. You know, I love to go to the trade shows. You and I both love, you know, and
love
finding out
yes.
all of the new things that are out there. And something I found out about yesterday there at National Gypsum, which is a solution to so many questions that we get here on the radio over and over and over, is about soundproofing. And, you know, we've gotten so many calls where someone, lives on a busy street, and they're so tired of all of the traffic
or
noise.
Condominium, and
you have, you know, people, adjacent people, whatever, just people making noise that aggravates you. Maybe it's that teenage son with the new drum set. That's hard to muffle all of that, but they are coming out very, very soon. National Gypsum will have a retrofit drywall that is 5/16 of an inch thick, has a special membrane on it, and all you have to do is take that affected wall, or maybe it's the entire room, take your moldings off the wall, take your outlet plate, switch plates off the wall. If you have some doors, of course you do, you take that trim off, and then you install this right over the existing wall. Now, that does a great job in blocking out that noise, but one of the things they also recommended, which is which is real common sense, is to take a type of putty. You have the pliable putty and go around all of the outlets.
So you don't have to remove the outlets. You just have to take off the cover plates.
Exactly. Well, just take off the
cover
plates.
That saves a lot of work.
Right. And then just push that in and around it. And of course, even things that would be, common sense, caulking around the rat seal and around the top, anywhere there might be a crack that noise can sneak through, sealing all of that off.
And this is a brand new product. Is it available yet? Do you know?
I don't think it's available quite yet. They're working on the distribution on it and fine tuning everything. But I think it's a great, and it's going to, have the name something retrofit. I'm not sure exactly what they're going is. It's part of their XP Purple series of moisture, so it's going to be moisture resistant and fire resistant and all of that. So anyway, it's kind of cool to find out about some of these things, especially you and I love the problem solution type of scenario.
That's right. Yeah, and so it's 5/16 inch thick.
Uh-huh.
So it must be quarter inch sheetrock, quarter inch drywall,
right?
And then
With the membrane.
And the membrane's on the back to make up that extra.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. And then you just put it up just like regular old drywall and finish it?
Just install. Actually, they talk about just putting a little bit of construction adhesive and very few screws. Since you're going on a nice flat surface, that minimizes the amount of finishing that you'll have to do. You still have to finish the seams. You still have to do all of that. But anyway, so it works out really, really great, easy solution to some of those sound issues that we all deal with a lot.
And when you're up in Charlotte meeting with National Gypsum, did they talk about the purple product, that the purple boards that you just installed in your new home?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean,
How's that selling? It's
unbelievable. Of all of the moisture-resistant rock and that type of specialty rock in the United States, they have 35% of the market, and it's growing and growing every day. So it's really effective. You know, you think about drywall being, I mean, almost like a commodity. You know,
how
has that changed over the years? Well, it certainly opened my eyes to realize that there's impact-resistant rock. So perfect for the garage, you know, grandkids and all that. Matter of fact, we were down in one of the labs. You know, you've gone through a lot of these labs testing them.
Yeah, almost every manufacturer has one, right?
So they hand me a bat. And they say,
well, that's always trouble.
Give it your best shot.
No way.
And,
hitting drywall with a bat.
Hitting drywall as hard as I could. And now it made a dent.
Right.
But what they described, they said, if you hit that with a regular drywall, with anything, you're going to knock a hole through it.
With regular drywall.
With regular drywall. Here, you just dented it. So, yes, you have a little bit of damage, but it's just apply a little joint compound on it and you're done. You're fine.
You don't have to put tape.
Right. And you don't have to put the little, like we do the hot patches.
Right.
And we do things like, you don't have to do that.
Wow.
So, I thought, well, okay, that makes a lot of sense for garages and stairways and, you know, different areas like that, certainly in a lot of commercial use. And then the sound break that we're talking about, the retrofit, but the real sound break has two pieces of quarter inch drywall and the membrane between it.
For new construction.
For new construction. Right. I use that. Around my bedrooms, around laundry room, around that. So that's pretty neat.
Wow.
You know?
That's interesting. Yeah. In fact, I was just remembering we had a caller or an email, was it just last week, a week before? A gentleman was wondering what he could do about putting wainscoting up on a wall because his son had some minor emotional issues, would occasionally get upset and kick the wall and dent the wall.
Right.
Well, and we talked him through how to put wainscoting on a wall that had baseboard heater, but maybe this would be an option.
Oh, it'd be a great option to be able to use that. And you know, a lot of times you could apply something like this over an existing wall and then simply put a little piece of trim right in the top there, paint it a different color. It ends up being kind of an accent.
Right. You wouldn't have to do the whole wall.
Exactly.
That's great.
Anyway, kind of exciting thing. We also have a big trade show coming up in January, the International Builder Show that we talk about a lot, and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and I have a feeling we're going to find more new products this year than we have in a long, long time, because research and development parts of these different companies have really been busy cranking out the latest and greatest of all of their different particular home products. So that'll be fun to gather up all that information. And Joe, we're actually going out there with more people. We're taking 13 people out there, and we're
to the Builder Show in Vegas.
Yes, and we're going
to
cover that thing from one end to the other.
So that's something we don't really talk about much. That Danny and I have contacts through our years in the industry that, you know, we can call people. We get invited to by manufacturers, whether it's a tool manufacturer, a building products manufacturer, to trade shows. And we get this sort of inside scoop on all these new products, on improvements on existing products, you know, way before the general public gets introduced to them. Because sometimes, especially with a tool, sometimes it's 6, 8, 10 months out before they show it to us, before it's actually available. And I love that. I love having that knowledge and looking forward to it and finally seeing it and being able to share that information with our audience, because, you know, next time you go out looking for sheetrock, you might just find this purple sheetrock, sooner or later, you know, this sound-resistant sheetrock. So I love that. I love having that contact.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny on some of those media events that you and I both have been to, many of those, and they'll tell you all about this and all about that, and you're taking notes and everything. However, we need to embargo this particular information.
I've been embargoed several times. Yeah. Like, you can't talk about it.
Yeah, you can't talk about it. Well, wait a minute. You got me all pumped up here. I'm already writing articles and getting to TV segments and radio segments ready, and you're going to say embargo.
Well, yeah, it wasn't as much of an issue when I worked for Popular Mechanics magazine or Today's Homeowner magazine because our editorial calendar was 6 months out.
Right, right.
But nowadays, of course, everybody, you tell them something, they post it online that afternoon.
Exactly.
So they have to be careful about that, I guess.
A lot quicker. Hey, I'll tell you what, I am so glad Joe's in the studio.
Me too.
So glad that you guys are taking a little bit of your busy weekend to spend with us. A special weekend. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and certainly hope each and every one of you are having a great time. Enjoy it like you normally enjoy it, and really appreciate all of those people that are around you that maybe that you don't get to see all the time. And we're going to talk a little bit about if you ever had any latex paint get in some carpet, there are some tricks to get it out without having to replace the carpet.
Without using scissors.
And also we're talking about a concrete porch and a few logistics there on that. Also, we have an opportunity for you to win a $1,000 gift card from our friends at Woodcraft and a whole lot more. You're at the right place. It's Today's Homeowner Radio, and Danny Lipford and Joe Truini will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. This is how doers get more done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Visit homedepot.com for details.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Each and every week, Joe Truini and myself, Danny Lipford, are so happy to be with you here on Today's Homeowner Radio. But that would not be possible without these great radio stations all over the country, just like this one, WBRN AM 1460 and 107.7 FM in Big Rapids, Michigan.
And a special hello to Operations and Program Director Eric Etchison. Thank you, Eric, for putting us on the air there. Big Rapids, Danny, is located in west central Michigan, and it straddles the Muskegon River, which was once a popular logging river during the boom years of the logging industry back in, I think it was like the late 1800s. And they say if you go down there today, like in many of these logging rivers, you can still find stray logs left over from all those years ago. And the interesting thing about that, if you expose wood to water and air, it rots. I mean, we get questions about wood rot all the time.
Right.
But if you submerge a log completely in water, it lives forever.
Right,
it stays
preserved
forever. I guess it's the introduction of the oxygen in the water that is detrimental to the wood. But in any case, so if you need some fresh lumber down there in Big Rapids, strap on your fins and go grab a log.
There you go. Yeah, special hello to everybody listening in and around that area of Michigan. We really, really appreciate it. Joe, you ever had one of those situations where, you know, you start, I was talking to someone about drywall finishing and how, you know, you make a pass at drywall, okay, not quite right. Okay, you're going to make another pass at it with joint compound. I got a few little things there. After you make that third pass, if you don't have it by then, it's going to start going backwards.
It's like cutting your own hair.
Yeah.
The first time you cut your own hair, it's like, then you start, next thing you know, oh boy, I'm in trouble.
But a lot of things like that, when you're talking about cleaning up things, you really need to approach it right, or it can get worse and worse, and that can certainly happen. If you get a little bit of paint in your carpet, Brittany is with us right now from Texas. Brittany, tell us what happened there.
Three-year-old, and he got into our paint, and he went into his bedroom and dumped a whole bottle of paint on the ground and got into the carpet.
Did he kind of giggle and laugh a little bit, or was he scared to death?
Oh, he giggled and laughed and rubbed it in.
Oh, my.
What's his name?
His name is Luke.
All right, Luke.
Does Luke still live with you, or did you have to, you have to ship him out?
We thought about it.
Yeah.
Well, those things happen, and a lot of times, you know, you'll start painting a little bit, and you don't realize it, and you kick a can over, maybe even if it's on a drop cloth, maybe a little gets in the carpet, but all is not lost. What do you think, Joe? There's several different ways to approach this. What do you think's the best?
Yeah, Brittany, now, I've removed latex paint from carpeting where it's dripped on it or, you know, there's a small spill. I've never actually tried to attempt the, you know, large spill that was massaged deep into the fibers. So I'm not sure if this will help. But here's how you typically get it off. First, you want to, before you try soaking it out, you want to scrape off as much as possible because it's hardened and sometimes it'll pop off depending on how deep the carpet, the fiber is in the carpet. But use, and what I usually use is a butter knife, like a kitchen knife that's not sharp, anything like that. And then a wide putty knife, 4-inch or 6-inch wide putty knife. What you do is I slip the putty knife, the wide putty knife behind the dried paint. And then you can use the butter knife to kind of scrape off the paint. And because you have that backing of the putty knife behind it, because otherwise if you do that, there's nothing sort of supporting those paint-soaked fibers. So anyway, I've found that works. And then once you get off as much of the dried paint as you can, then you want to saturate the area with water and let it sit there for a while, then vacuum with a wet dry vac, you know, to suck out as much as you can. And then, here's what really works. You put a couple of squirts of liquid dish soap into a spray bottle and a quarter cup of white vinegar. Add some water to that, mix it up and spray it on. Again, let it sit for a while, then scrub with a scrub brush. That usually will take it up.
Say that formula again.
Okay, it's you take a 32-ounce spray bottle and you put a quarter cup of white vinegar, a couple of squirts of liquid dish soap, and then fill the rest of the way with, I usually use warm water, spray it on there, leave it on for several minutes. And the idea, of course, is that you hope this softens it up, and then you can scrub it out with a stiff bristle brush. But again, I've never tried this on a large spill that's been, you know, rubbed into the carpet, so all I can say is good luck. I think that will help. Whether it gets it all out or not, I'm not really sure. But does that make sense, Brittany? Is that something you think you could try on that spot, or is it too big?
It does. Yeah, that should make sense. It should take care of it.
Okay. All right, we'll put that rascal Luke to work. Just go ahead, yeah, just right. Set him up and just keep feeding him everything he needs, and he'll take care of it, I'm sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, y'all.
Okay, our pleasure. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah, that's tough when I didn't realize it was rubbed into the carpet. That's a whole other story.
Boy, you see so many things online, videos online where the kids have paint all over.
Oh, I know.
Sitting there with a smirk on their face, not knowing what's about to come their way.
And invariably, the mother or father will say, Luke, did you get into the paint? No. He's completely covered in paint. Right? There's a trail of paint leading out of his room. No.
Hey, we love getting feedback on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and I'll remind you that number, 800-946-4420. You can just pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and just whatever's on your mind within reason. But here's a great one that came in. Freema Bird wrote us this. She says, I just want to give you a comment or compliment on nearly all the other home remodeling programs that I see on television. I cringe when they are knocking down perfectly good cabinets off the wall with a 50-pound sledgehammer. Now, I've watched you and your crew carefully remove cabinets to be used somewhere else in the house or donated to a charity. My husband once worked for a tenant improvement job in an office building where the break room was being remodeled. He asked for the cabinetry, which they were happy to get rid of. Well, from that, I got a lovely new cabinet in my laundry room.
Oh, that's great.
So keep it up. We need to stop being a throwaway society. There you go.
True enough. Well, thank you, Freema. Appreciate that.
You know, there's so many ways that you can that, careful deconstruction anytime you're doing a remodeling project, whether you're going to donate it or use it somewhere else. So often you'll find, I've certainly found this over the years in remodeling projects, that piece of baseboard that you're taking down that you can can reuse may not be available. You may have
That's right. That profile might not be available.
You might have to compromise the overall project by having to put something else in there. Now, you know, some of the things like drywall, certainly you're not going to be able to, you know, hold on to. Solid bricks, you certainly could take a little extra time. And those are getting kind of expensive.
Yeah, because we've heard from listeners who are trying to patch a brick home or a brick chimney. You know, and the house is 80 years old. It's like, well, how can I find brick to match this? Well, if someone didn't save any, you know, but if you go to a salvage yard in that area, because bricks are typically made locally because they're heavy and what's the point of shipping them? So you might be able to find them. But yeah, I mean, you know, plus it's a lot safer way to work. You know, it's not like swinging a sledgehammer around or a crowbar, you know, if you can pry it off the wall.
Right.
And there's almost always somebody. I mean, we see kitchen cabinets, old kitchen cabinets in garages, in almost every garage I walk into.
That's right, sure.
That's a perfect place to use them.
And I'll tell you a good trick is if you have your reciprocating saw, which almost everybody has one of those these days, and get a long metal cutting blade. So often you can reach behind that cabinet or come up from the underside and actually nip those nails.
Right.
I mean, hopefully they should have them up with screws. If you have screws, then you can back those off and slowly take those cabinets down. But lately, a lot of the ones we've done just have big old 12-penny nails.
I've seen them nailed up. Yeah.
So you can nip those nails like that and make a big difference on it. That's a good way to go. So there's a lot of different ways of doing that. But I'll tell you, when you can take those cabinets down, and if you can donate them to Habitat, someone else can use them. But a lot better than just throw them away and have to deal with that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to share with you a really unique best new product from the Home Depot that it's one of those things that you go, wow, I should have thought of that. I'm surprised that hadn't been out on the market before. Also, we're going to talk about a concrete porch and kind of redoing a concrete porch, making it look a little nicer. This time of the year, you think about that curb appeal and you think about all those guests you're going to have come over. Wouldn't you be a little more proud of the front of your house if that concrete porch looked a little bit better? We'll give you several different options to do that very thing, just like we do every week right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the show. Today's Homeowner Radio Show, I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. And it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. If you dislike cleaning bathroom sinks as much as most everybody does, then the Broadmoor Bath Faucet from Delta may be just what you need. It not only simplifies cleaning with a pull-down spray wand, it also stays cleaner longer with Spot Shield Brush Nickel Finish with antimicrobial protection. They're doing that a lot in a lot of different plumbing fixtures now, is actually making it with an antimicrobial protection built in. Imagine how quickly you can clean up toothpaste spills and other spills from the sink with a spray wand. The pull-down sprayer uses a powerful integrated magnet to pull the spray wand into place and hold it there so it stays docked when not in use. Now, this faucet also includes the Delta Worry-Free Drain Catch, which simply slips over the pop-up during installation and keeps pills, jewelry, or other valuables from washing down the drain. That's a bad feeling when you drop something and look down and it's gone.
Gone, yeah.
And simply, Delta faucets are backed by a lifetime limited warranty. To find out more about the Delta Broadmoor Bath Faucet, log on to homedepot.com.
I don't think I've ever seen. Is that the first retractable bath faucet?
Well, I mean, that's like why?
Like, why not?
Yeah. Why did they wait so long?
Yeah.
Because it does make a lot of sense. Because, you know, a lot of times you'll, like I say, toothpaste splatters, probably
right.
A really good one, good example of it. And you end up taking your hands and kind of cleaning
right.
it around like that. So, yeah, that's a great way
like
to go.
That.
All righty then. Well, let's see if we can help out one of our callers here.
All right.
Gene is on the line. And Gene, I really like this. You sent some great pictures, and looks like you're about to make a big difference on your front porch, which is concrete. Tell us all about it, and welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi, thank you. So I have a concrete slab porch, and I'd like to tile it.
Great.
The porch has four posts that hold up a very heavy roof.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two concerns. If I just butt the tiles around the post, I'm afraid it might create a little water dam at the base of the post, and when it rains, it would eventually rot the post. Or if I try to slide the tiles under the post, I'm afraid they might crack from the weight of the heavy roof. And I have no idea how to get tiles under posts.
Yeah, what one little detail you may have left out there, right?
Yeah, so my question is, how would you recommend tiling around these posts?
Okay. Well, you do have a valid thought there, your first part of that, in allowing water to settle down in and around that. I would hate to see a wood post down below the surface of the ceramic that you would be putting down. So what I would do is I would, prep the floor, get everything ready for tile, start tiling it along the way there.
Okay.
And then, let me see, Joe, you've done a lot of tile work and wrote that great tile book. When you look at these pictures, would you think about starting the tile out on the front where you have a full run all the way down, then work towards the house or vice versa?
Do you know what size tiles you're looking at? 12 by 12, I suspect?
Probably 12 by 12.
Yeah.
I
typically don't allow something like, in this case, these posts, to dictate what my tile pattern will be.
Okay.
I want a balanced tile pattern, right? I don't want to start with a full tile against the wall and get out to the edge and realize, oh, now I have 2 inches. I have to put a little strip of tile. So I think it's better just to balance it. When you get to a post, just deal with the post as you...
Well, what I was basically from the edge going back, if it is a 1x1 tile, this looks like to be around 3 feet. So
3 or 4, yeah.
But I'll tell you, it's it might sound a little scary, and boy, I've done this hundreds of times, is actually support the roof with temporary post. To where you could do that really with 4x4s or 2x4s, and right out in your flower bed there, step out about 6 or 8 inches and put a 2x6 laying right on the ground. Then you would put a post that goes up at a slight angle and attaches right next to where your existing posts touch your roof area. Then you go along there and put 4 of these temporary braces. You want them nice and tight. Make sure they don't slide, of course. And then just remove all of the posts entirely. I would keep them in order of where they came out because they might be a slightly different length on that. Then go ahead and do the entire tile job and give it a couple days to dry completely. Then you come back with the same metal seat that you have, the little U-bracket that you have.
Post anchor, right.
And position that right on top of the new tile. You'll have to cut your post off most likely just slightly and then position. Then you have a nice clean look to it. But then do just a little something extra. And what I would do is I would actually use a 1x4 or a 1x6. Mm-hmm. I would suggest treated wood.
Okay.
And put a little baseboard around that, a little piece of trim, 4 pieces to go around that'll cover up the metal bracket and give it a much nicer finished look up against that brand new tile.
Oh, okay. So definitely not tiling around the post, because that water dam would be a problem then, right?
I really do think you would not like that. It's just not going to have a clean, original look like you would if you do it otherwise.
Well, I was thinking of covering the post with one of those wraps, so I wouldn't see the edge, but I'm just wondering if water would end up getting under there and rotting everything.
Yeah. Well, water's almost always going to get underneath a porch post no matter what you do. So you just want to be prepared for that and try to combat it as much as possible. Gene, I could offer one other quick solution that would be less work. which would not require moving or lifting off these posts. And it is tiling around it. But what you do is you'd tile around them, leave the tile back at least an eighth of an inch to 3/16 of an inch, not more than a quarter of an inch, but about eighth to 3/16, and fill that gap around each post with the best 100% silicone sealant you could buy. And then not with grout, not with tile grout,
right,
but with silicone sealant. And then put, as Danny suggested, a baseboard, a little piece of baseboard cut from 1x4, 1x6 around it. And again, set that in a bed of on the bottom edge with silicone.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think go ahead.
The heavy roof would crack the tile?
No, I don't think so.
Use porcelain, not ceramic. Use porcelain tile.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for the advice. I appreciate it.
Okay, our pleasure, Jean. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And we have a lot more information coming your way here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us. Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com. Did you know that the air inside your home is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside? Reducing that pollution is important to protecting your family's health, and one of the best ways to do that is by increasing ventilation. That's what the folks at Braun specialize in. From bath vent fans and range hoods to whole house ventilation systems, Braun products are designed to improve your indoor air quality, protect your family, and last a long time. Check them out online at Braun.com. Braun, bringing fresh ideas home. Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, TiteBond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to TiteBond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products and by Newtone.
And welcome back to the show. This is the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini, and we like giving away stuff. Here's an opportunity for you to win.
I like giving away Danny's stuff. That's what
yeah,
I like.
There you go. This is really, really a great opportunity for you. If you have tools on your Christmas list, you may be in luck. We're teaming up with our friends at Woodcraft to give away a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card. It's our Tools Under Your Tree giveaway, and you can buy a lot of tools for $1,000, so make sure you enter today. All you have to do is head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway to sign up for your chance to win. Woodcraft carries power tools, hand tools, woodworking supplies, lots of information that you need, and so much more to fill up your workshop. You don't want to miss out on this. Again, to enter to win a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card at todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. It's happening right now through December 15th. So don't let that slip by. Go ahead and take
care of that. Like going to their website or catalog and flipping through that and knowing you have $1,000 in your pocket.
Oh,
you just
wow.
Pick stuff out.
Your cart would be quite full yes. by the time you got through with that. Yeah, they have had a lot of variety of things. Hey, we always like to mention some feedback that we get from our wonderful listeners. And this actually came through to the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. And if you haven't dropped by the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and liked the page, we'd love for you to do that now because there's so much information on there. And Michelle has listened to the show. And she has certainly watched our television show. And she says, I've recently taken on a bathroom renovation. Below is my after picture. I put in new floors, paint, lighting. I framed the mirror myself, a little do-it-yourself there,
right.
And also used Deitch coatings on my countertop that you had recommended, and I absolutely love it. Thanks for all of your tips. That's and Michelle, great-looking bathroom. If you want to take a look at Michelle's bathroom, you can go to the Today's Homeowner Radio page, todayshomeowner.com/radio. Pretty attractive way. I mean, all new surfaces.
Yeah.
And what she's talking about here isn't a dramatic, it is a dramatic look, but not a dramatic amount of money. So that's a pretty good way of going, Michelle. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks for sending that photograph. And if you were to look at this photograph, you'd think that was a granite counter.
Oh, I know.
On the vanity.
You know, you think about it, the things that, you know, of course, Thanksgiving here now. Again, happy Thanksgiving. But with Christmas around the corner, you know, a lot of people will be thinking about their kitchens and their bathrooms. And if you go to DeitchCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com, you can see some of the materials that they have there. And you know, I love projects, Joe, where you could have make a big, big difference in just the course of a weekend.
Yeah, with this Spreadstone product, I think it's just a three-step process, right, to transform
right. Uh-huh.
a countertop. And we're talking about, it's not a paint that looks like stone. This is a coating that actually has stone in it, like
right.
real stone in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in 10 colors. It's very affordable for what you get. Comes in 10 colors. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time. You usually do it in a weekend. In fact, I think everything you need comes in the kit. It's just not
it does.
The, right?
Now, yeah.
Danny's got more experience with this because he's used this on the TV
yeah,
show. But the kit has everything in it.
It is pretty amazing. And the main kit is the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. And the Mineral Select means that it actually has a mineral look, contains a bunch of shimmering accents and naturally mined stone. So it's the real deal. A great, great coating. Like Joe said, three-step process. 10 different colors to go with, and very, very basic on doing a little bit of sanding, a little bit of priming, and all the instructions you need is there. So,
and you roll it on.
That's right.
Anytime you can roll on a material, sign me up.
So I like during the holidays when you can give yourself a gift and by giving yourself a new countertop.
Yeah, sure.
So you can buy it for somebody else, but heck, just be a little selfish and go ahead and buy some for yourself. It's a great-looking countertop that'll make you smile all season long.
And check the coverage limit on these kits because sometimes you have a little extra you can do another counter.
That's right, yeah, or a small bathroom or something along those lines. I really, that is just a great way to go and certainly something that you can – that you can, you know, be able to be real proud of and increase the value of your home along the way. Because that's one of the things you, when you're doing any kind of project, there's several things to think about. Are you going to be in the home for a long, long time? Or are you kind of in the back of your mind maybe be selling it in 6 or 8 months, something along those lines? That plays into a lot of the decisions on what level of products that you might put in your home.
Yeah, exactly. We talk about it here on the radio all the time. There's certain improvements you make that you'll get the money back, if not 100%, like 80 or 90% of the cost of that improvement, you'll get it back when you sell your home. And certainly any money you put into a bathroom or kitchen, you're going to get back. You're going to get back. If you put in a swimming pool, you might not get it back. If you put in a hot tub, you might not get it back. But these, you know, you're definitely going to get back anything you do. Every little penny you put into your kitchen or bath, you're going to get back when you resell your house.
But you also, you know, that's where you have to be careful in putting too much of your personality in a particular remodeling project. You want to think of what the masses would like, the majority of the people walking in, looking at your house as a potential buyer. You know, you have to kind of keep it safe there a little bit. Hey, Joe, you know, every now and then I like to pull a little trivia out of my hat here and everything. And it's always fun to think about that. Okay. And this is just dangerous to ask you a tool question, but here's one to ponder while we go off to break. Which tool can produce moldings?
Right.
Trim edges, form recesses, and also cut grooves. What could that tool be?
I've got two in mind. One's a hand tool, one's a power tool.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a hand tool? Is it a power tool? Hey, when we come back.
Does Danny have it so I can borrow it?
That's right. When we come back, we'll see if Joe can guess it, and you may have the answer as well, but we will have the answer when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us. Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand Weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on online holiday decor like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights or multicolored, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on online holiday decor only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy to understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone. Breathe easy.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Okay, just before we went to the break a few minutes ago, I posed a tool trivia question to a tool guru, Joe Truini.
Well, so I'm a guru now.
He has to be able to get this one.
Does which that come tool, with a sash?
Which,
I've always wanted
it will
a sash.
Give you a sash. Which tool can produce moldings, trim edges, form recesses, and cut out grooves. What is it, Joe?
Well, it's got to be a router, right?
There you go.
I mean, you can find hand planes that do all that because before there were routers, there were hand planes.
That's right. Routers are amazing. If you don't have a router, that might be a good Christmas gift for you. And some of the plunge routers that are available out there, you have to be careful. Make sure you're, you know, using them safely. But man, you can have some fun with those things.
Yeah, that's probably the last tool most do-it-yourselfers buy, portable power tools. Because you look at it, it's like, I can't figure out what this tool does. You know, look at a circular saw, you can kind of take a good guess at it. But you look at a router, it's like, is that one of those ninja blenders?
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
I know. It does look a little bit like a, and I guess you could use it as
that. Right. You have to get the right attachment. That's right.
Hey, I tell you, we always talk about what great feedback we get on our Today's Homeowner Hotline.
Sure.
And some of them are, just before we share with you Joe's simple solution, some of them are somewhat of a simple solution on their own.
I got a simple homeowner trick. If you have a loose door hinge, whether it's on the door frame or the door itself, the screws strip, you can't find a bigger screw or a longer screw, take a couple of wooden matchsticks, stick them in the hole, break them off, use your old screw, they tighten right up, it's cheap, it's easy. I keep a box of wooden matches in my toolbox, and I've fixed many, many a door hinge that way. Simple, easy, quick, and cheap. Best kind of tip.
There you go. Cheap and easy. Can't beat that. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's very similar to a simple solution we shared a while back where actually, because sometimes, especially with outdoor gates and things like that, they can really get big. You might even have to go to your golf bag and get out a wooden golf tee.
That's right. Wooden golf tee or a bunch of toothpicks.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this is a good tip, using the wooden matchsticks, but always put glue on it, whether it's a golf tee, a toothpicks, or matchsticks. Put glue on it first.
Yeah, we always appreciate those great tips. And you can share one with us anytime, 800-946-4420. Now, our simple solution for this hour.
Okay, Danny, here you go. Here's a really simple way to spray paint small parts, whether it's little wooden knobs or hinges or whatever. You can buy a plastic, for just a couple of dollars, you can buy a plastic turntable at any kitchen department, at any department store. They're, you can buy them for like $2 or $3 and cover it with newspaper, put your item on it, you give it a quick little spin, and you just spray paint. You know, as it revolves. And you can, if it's depending on the part, you can spin it with one hand and spray paint it with the other. But that's all. You get a nice even coating, get all the edges. And then if it's on a piece of paper or wax paper or something like that, you can lift it off and move it. That's the reason I put it down first.
Sure, yeah.
And then put on, you know, the next piece.
Oh, that's a great idea. Just a little Lazy Susan, a little spinning.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Yeah,
that's right. That's perfect. And then you can put it up on your shop shelf to, you know, have your hot sauce and your ketchup and your, you know.
Oh, you mean the turntable. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
I'm sure your wife wouldn't mind it all sprayed painted. Different
right.
colors.
No, right. I don't think it'd be any problem at all there. So, all right, that's going to pretty much wrap up this first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. It's been a lot of fun being with you on this hour. And if you're listening to a radio station that does not carry the second hour, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. And remember, our podcast downloaded every single week. And to find out where you can download it, you can basically download it anywhere you get your other podcasts, but also you can find out more information about the Today's Homeowner podcast by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Danny Lipford here along with Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.